This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The United Nations Security Council is set to hold a closed-door meeting today to discuss the military overthrow of Sudan's transitional government. Demonstrators remained in the streets of Sudan's capital of Khartoum to protest Monday's arrest of Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok and other officials of the ruling Sovereign Council. Military Chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan declared a national emergency hours after the takeover and announced the end of the Joint Civilian Military Council, which had run the country since August of 2019, shortly after the ouster of longtime autocratic President Omar al-Bashir. In a televised address, General Burhan said that he dissolved the council and the government due to political quarrels that were threatening the security of the country, and announced that a new government of technocrats will soon be appointed. He pledged the military would turn over power to a civilian government in July of 2023 when general elections are held. Journalists in the Nigerian capital are demanding authorities probe the disappearance of a colleague who's been missing for 2 weeks and have held a protest calling for his release. Tordu Salem, a parliamentary reporter with the independent Vanguard newspaper in Abuja, was last seen on October the 13th after leaving the National Assembly building. Efforts by family, friends, and colleagues to locate the reporter have been unsuccessful. The reason for Salem's sudden disappearance were not immediately clear, but many cities, including Abuja, have seen a surge in criminal abductions for ransom in recent weeks. Southeast Asian leaders have begun their annual summit without Myanmar amid a diplomatic standoff over the exclusion of the leader of the military-ruled nation's exclusion from the group's meetings. The group's refusal to allow Senior General Min Aung Hlaing to represent Myanmar at the summit was its harshest rebuke yet. This is VOA News. Pivotal Democratic Senator Joe Manchin appears to be on board with White House proposals for new taxes on billionaires and certain corporations to help pay for President Joe Biden's scaled-back social services and climate change package. Senator Manchin told reporters at the U.S. Capitol yesterday that he thinks a framework agreement for the package could be reached by this week, adding that he thinks all sides in the negotiations among Democrats have a good understanding of each other now, better than we've ever had. Now, speaking to reporters this morning, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan responded to a question as to how important President Biden's domestic package really is to his overseas counterparts in anticipation of his European trip this weekend, where climate change will be in the forefront.
Allies are looking at is the effort that President Biden has undertaken to design and now negotiate an ambitious, effective, practical set of investments in climate and clean energy and infrastructure and economic growth in the United States. They're excited about it. They raise it when we see them. When we see our counterparts, they raise it with him. They want to see the United States making these investments.
The president said Monday he also felt very positive about reaching agreement on his big domestic policy bill, aiming for votes in Congress as soon as this week, although that is far from certain at this point. Facebook's top executive is defending the company against allegations that it put profits over people. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg opened an earnings conference call with a defensive posture, saying Facebook works hard to make the right decisions about curtailing content versus free speech. He says the divisive content isn't Facebook's creation. It comes from a polarized society, and he welcomes regulations to help provide clarity. Zuckerberg calls the criticisms unfair, alluding to leaked documents which acknowledge women being sold as maids on the platform and Arabic language posts being suppressed. Meanwhile, he noted the company's profits increased in the third quarter and says profits will take a hit in the fourth as Facebook devotes billions of dollars to new virtual and augmented reality products. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol deferred its request for several dozen pages of records from former President Donald Trump's administration at the White House's urging. But President Joe Biden again rejected the former president's invocation of executive privilege on hundreds of additional pages. In a letter to the National Archives and Records Administration, Biden counsel Dana Ramos repeated that the president has determined that it is not executive privilege. Joe Palca, VOA News.